Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back. Tom Hauser from 5 Eyewitness News, sitting in for Vanita today. Mike Max is here. And Maxie, do you remember your first baseball glove?
I do. I do. And I don't know why, but back when I was growing up, you'd buy a right-handed, you know, I was right-handed, and they'd sell you a right-handed glove, but it was autographed by a left-hander, because mine was Dave McNally.
Really?
Pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles, who was left-handed, but they sold his glove autographed for whatever reason, maybe because it sold more. I remember having that as my first glove. In fact, I was just cleaning out. I played baseball until I was 44 years old in the over 35 leagues, and I was in the garage. I got three A2000s over the years that they're such good gloves, they hardly wear out. I just bought one just because I wanted to buy one, I think, because I got these great baseball gloves all sitting in my garage.
I still have my A2000 from high school. Later, when I was playing men's softball, I bought a different glove. That one was starting to get a little too well-worn, so I bought a new glove for softball. But, you know, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Chelsea Falzone, the Twins manager of youth engagement. And, Chelsea, you gave away how many gloves at the game yesterday?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, we gave away about 3,000 baseball gloves yesterday to kids in Minneapolis and St. Paul. It was a blast.
And, you know, Chelsea, you want to get the kids excited about baseball at a young age. And I know Maxie knows this. The Twins do such a great job with the clinics and the miracle field, all of those things. And I know my kids both volunteered at some of the miracle fields and also took part in some of the Twins clinics. But it's just fun to get kids interested in loving baseball from a young age.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is probably one of the most important things that we do as part of being a Twins RBI participant, which is really Minneapolis and St. Paul Parks and Rec baseball and softball. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund provides funding to provide free baseball gloves and, with the help of Maury's Auto Group, free baseballs to all these kids who are 8 years old and under. And like you guys were talking about, you remember your first glove. For a lot of these kids, this is their very first glove, and it is a nice one. It is a Wilson glove. It's beautiful. It's perfect for these kids, and it was just awesome to see their smiles light up when we handed them to them yesterday. It's perfect for these kids, and it was just awesome to see their smiles light up when we handed them to them yesterday.
Chelsea, I was with Bill Peterson the other day, and he and Steve Winfield, of course, and Coach Frank White, have been so involved in that RBI league that you talked about that speaks to the inner city and gets kids involved in the inner city. And at times they get to play at Target Field in their championship games, depending on how it plays out. But what has that done to bring attention to baseball in a city where, you know, they don't have the facilities at their school and whatnot to compete with the suburbs without some help?
Yeah, we certainly see that in the city, right? I mean, the Twins RBI program, it does just that. And the work of the guys that you just mentioned, Steve Winfield, Billy Peterson, Frank White, those guys are legends. They're Minnesota legends. They're Twins RBI legends. And without them, we wouldn't be where we're at. You know, we just want to provide resources to kids and families in Minneapolis and St. Paul to play the great game of baseball and softball, because you know, there's a lot of basketball courts around. It's easy to go out and throw a football, but, you know, it takes some work to have a nice baseball and softball fields. They take maintenance. They take space. And that's the work of the Twins RBI program and the Twins Community Fund. So it's a lot of fun. It's meaningful work for us to be able to provide opportunities for kids to play baseball and softball in the cities.
And Chelsea, if people want to find out more information about your clinics or any of these youth programs, where's the best place for them to find that information?
Yeah, you can head to playballmn.com or find it from our homepage at twinsbaseball.com.
All right. She is Chelsea Falzone, the Twins Manager of Youth Engagement. Thanks for joining us, Chelsea, today on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Maxie, we talked a little bit about the Twins, obviously, last hour. Minnesota United had a tough loss last night.
Yeah, they played in the Open Cup against Omaha, a team that they should have beaten, and they lost 2-1. They don't play all their regulars in that game, and I know this all gets complicated, Tom. I'm learning on the fly, too, so I'm not the expert at this in terms of when they lend players and they sell players and the Open Cup and all those things, but Omaha has been a team in the third division that's wreaked some havoc here. They beat Chicago, and now they beat the Loons. Like I said, the Loons have had, I think it's 5 games in 15 days or something like that, which is a lot for soccer teams in the MLS. But Adrian Heath thought that they'd come out of this a better team. And last week they tied against the Galaxy, and then they beat Dallas on Sunday. So they had a good week last week heading into this. So I think they feel better than they did. But the Open Cup and some of these other series that they play in are a little bit hard to follow because they may or may not play all their best players all the time.
Any chance Adrian Heath is on the hot seat? He's getting a lot of heat on social media.
I don't know. You know, he's he was the original, basically, when they went to the MLS, and he's a well-liked guy. We had Bill McGuire on the other day, who one of the owners, and he'd love to see the entire league score more goals because he thinks that would be good just for the fan base. And obviously the United have been in the middle of that. But I'll say this, Tom, and you know this as well as I do. If you're getting heat, that means that your team is starting to arrive, if they care that much, you know, about it. And that's a passionate group.
That means people
that
care.
And they sell it out, yeah, and because they care, yep. And then that's not a bad sign if they're getting on Adrian a little bit.
All right, and then the Aurora have gotten started. Women's soccer, that's an exciting development.
Yeah, it's different. It's not professional soccer. It's more, you know, people that played in college and, you know, from St. Cloud State, Bemidji State, U of M, St. Thomas, and they form a team because they want to keep playing, but it's a little bit different. And they'll open their season tonight out at the Viking Stadium out there at TCO, which is a turf field that hasn't been used nearly as much as it should, so that's a good home for them.
All right, he is Mike Max. As always, you can catch it. No, you're not on tonight, Max, because of Twins baseball, correct?
Yep, I'll be at the Twins game, you bet.
All right, well, enjoy it. Bring us a W. Let's get a new winning streak started. That is Mike Max on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We will continue after this on the WCCO Morning News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.